This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
All right. Well, as already mentioned, my name is Erica Popp. I am a nurse manager of the Office of Placement and Career Advancement here at Mayo Clinic. I am located in the Rochester campus. However, I support our sites across our enterprise. I've been a Mayo Clinic nurse now for 13 years. My clinical specialty is hematology. I've had the great opportunity to serve in a variety of leadership capacities now for the last several years. And it's just been a wonderful way to be able to really see Mayo Clinic nursing in action. Let's talk a little bit more about some of our opportunities, including opportunities across sites. So as I mentioned, I'm located in the Rochester campus. However, certainly we have opportunities all over the United States. So our health system campuses are going to be in our Minnesota and our Wisconsin sites. Often they're going to be more of a community setting hospital, and certainly making sure that we're able to bring our world-class care to patients where they are. We also have sites available in our Arizona campus, as well as our Florida campus, which I had the great privilege of being there right around a month ago. It's about 7 miles from the ocean, which was amazing. Here in Rochester, so just to highlight some of the things that are really interesting and unique about this practice. So Rochester is, as a community, is right around 150,000 people. However, we are very tight-knit associated with the care that we provide here at Mayo Clinic. So my kids always tease me anytime I go out into public. They're like, "Mom, how do you know so many people?" It's because I've been a Mayo Clinic nurse for a long time now, and we do have that great opportunity of being able to work together in a variety of ways. All of our sites and locations have great options associated with clinical practice, specialty practice. As I mentioned, I work in hematology, but certainly we have post-surgical, we have transplant, cardiac. The list is on and on. So a lot of great opportunities to really grow in your skill set and take care of that patient population that you're so passionate about. Let's talk a little bit about nursing at Mayo Clinic. So we are listed as the number one hospital in the world, and a great part of that is our partnership with Mayo Clinic nurses. As listed here, we are six-time magnet designees, which is a wonderful accomplishment and really does speak to the work that is done at our bedside each and every day. In order to have magnet designation, there's a lot of work that goes into it, including exemplars, including nurse-led initiatives that really highlight the importance of nursing within the bedside patient care. Something that is not included in this slide, but I did want to take an opportunity to talk about at this point, what makes Mayo Clinic nursing so unique and what makes Mayo Clinic so unique is our true dedication to our patients. So our primary value is that the needs of the patient come first. And I think each and every day you see that in action. You know, certainly when you're at the bedside, when you're on our clinical work units, you are able to live it, breathe it, feel it. But even it's true when you're in a role such as myself where I'm in my home, right? I hear this come up at each and every meeting that I'm in. Like, okay, the decision that we're making, how does this impact our patient care? And I think that's what really keeps us in that steadfast trajectory and ensuring that we're going to be meeting the needs of our patients for a long time to come. Let's talk about the nursing roles here at Mayo Clinic. So this is our professional practice model. So we have caring healer, teacher, navigator, problem solver. You know, truly everybody on the call knows that those are the things that we do each and every day, right? We have that great opportunity to practice at the top of our scope here at Mayo Clinic. We really get to interact with patients and their families, providing that education, having that lens of empathy, empathetic communication, caring, family-focused, to really ensure that we're able to inspire that hope and healing. When I think of the terminology problem solver, that absolutely brings nursing to top of mind. We have so many different ways that we can incorporate nurse-led thoughts, nurse-led decision-making to ensure that not only does our patient in this very moment that we're caring for have optimized patient care or outcomes, but also for our patients in the future. So we have opportunities for shared decision-making. Many work units have shared decision-making models. We call it Mayo Nursing Council, is an opportunity to be engaged not only in the unit level, but also as a division level or the department as whole. So not only would you, if you take part in those opportunities, can you actually participate in the decision making, but also you get that leadership at like that organizational level, which is a really wonderful way to enhance that skill set. Something that really sticks up to me on this slide is like implementing and using new technology to meet patient needs. A really nice example of that, we have opportunities for virtual nursing. So a nurse based in any of our sites and regions can interact in a virtual care model with patients and nurses across the enterprise. So a great opportunity to like blend our practices, ensure that our patients are receiving that seamless care no matter where they happen to be located.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Let's talk a little bit about nursing orientation. So the model that we use on our clinical work units is what's called the tiered skills acquisition model. We call it TSAM for short. You'll find Mayo Clinic loves acronyms. But the TSAM model, essentially what this means is throughout orientation, you're going to be paired side by side with your preceptor. In the beginning of orientation, you're going to be responsible for skills that are more foundational in nature. And then as you progress through orientation, you'll gradually take on more and more responsibility within the role. That preceptor, however, is going to be there with you. They are not going to step away, perhaps a step further back so that you can have some of that independent decision making, but they're going to be there supporting you throughout the duration of that orientation process. You'll see here that we say that orientation is going to be anywhere between 8 to 12 weeks in length. However, we really do want to emphasize that we provide an individualized orientation process. We want to take into consideration your skills and experiences, your abilities coming into this role. We do also offer a variety of in-person and online didactic courses to ensure that you have that well-rounded lens in your orientation. Talking a little bit about benefits. So certainly we have a competitive salary model. It's evaluated on an annual basis. We also have an insurance package that's comprehensive, and it gets to start on the first day of employment, which I think is really, really special. Something along those lines is that it starts on day one, but you have 30 days to make your election so that you can really have that thoughtful choice and approach to determining your benefits. Please do know that we have a pension. So that's kind of a rare and unique thing as our employees are preparing for retirement. We also have a 403b matching plan. There's a lot of opportunities for professional development and growth, including ongoing education, some support for returning to school if that's something that you desire to do, or even just for seeking nursing certification. We have a great variety of different options for free nursing continuing education, either online, so you can learn at your own pace, or in person as well. So certainly you can continue to grow and build in your skill set and your experiences in a great variety of ways as a Mayo Clinic nurse. Some FAQs here. So the first question is like, what is the application and interview process? So please know that as you're interviewing or considering a role here at Mayo Clinic, that's where you're going to come in contact with me and my team. Our job is to make sure that we're able to get you as closely matched as possible to the profession or the role, the work unit that you're passionate about. Our patients deserve that. We also appreciate that the career of a nurse is a marathon, not a sprint. So perhaps like there are going to be stops along the way to get you to that ultimate goal. And we're here to help you in that process as well. Mayo Clinic, particularly in our Rochester campus, is a very large organization. And we're really here to be that concierge for you, help to explain and expand upon our opportunities so that you can feel very comfortable in the choice that you're making. How soon will I find out about the job process? Please know that we do work to be as efficient as possible. And I know that we're going to be partnering very closely with Kinetics, and more information will be coming about that soon. What I really love in this next bullet point here is preferred qualifications and how can I stand out. So I appreciate a very solid resume. Really do provide in-depth information about your clinical experiences. You know, where have you worked? How long have you been there? I like to think of the resume as you telling me why we should want you, but I am a fan of the cover letter. I want you to also be able to describe to us why you're looking for a particular work unit and what you're hoping to gain. What should I look for when searching for a position? I think look for what speaks to you. What are your passions? Where do you love to provide patient care? We have so many opportunities and we're very happy and excited to help you find one. It was wonderful meeting with everybody today. Thank you so much for allowing me to join.
And we thank Erica and the Mayo Clinic team for joining us on the Kinetics Career Day. This is such an awesome opportunity for nurses all over the world to find out more about organizations. It's kind of speed dating for nurses. You want to come in, find out why this is a great opportunity for you. And of course, Mayo Clinic, number one hospital in the world. I mean, you just have to say that name and everybody knows it. I think one thing that really stood out to me is where Erica said her, when she goes into the community with her children, they know her. And I think even though that Mayo Clinic has such a great name and credibility and so many awards and accolades in the industry, just the fact that Erica had said that she's part of the community and that the patients come first, I think that just says a lot about the culture of the organization. So we really are honored to work with the Mayo Clinic.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.